listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. A Thuna woman has died following a crash in Tamanic yesterday. Police believe the 49-year-old was towing a horse float between Wangaratta and Benalla when her vehicle struck a branch. The horses inside the float also died in the fatal. Police are continuing their investigations. Anyone who witnessed the crash is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Shepparton Council is taking steps to ensure the mulch that's issued across its parks and playgrounds is not contaminated with asbestos. It comes after the substance was found at dozens of sites across Victoria and New South Wales. Meantime, another bin to add to the collection around Greater Shepparton. Andrew Schall has the story.
Shepparton Council is starting to roll out its purple lid bins, all in a bid to improve recycling efforts across the region. It's part of the new recycling and waste policy from the state government, with council needing to drastically reduce landfill by 2030. These new purple lid bins will be for glass collection only, so any glass bottles and jars can be recycled and will be picked up every 4 weeks. The rollout's expected to take around a month, with the first collection starting in early June.
And the Morwell MP was pleased when Shadow Water Minister Tim McCurdy paid a visit to the Hazelwood mine site last week. Martin Cameron says as the rehabilitation of the site continues, it's important the community and local industry keeps engaging.
Hazelwood powered Victoria for half a century, and it's vital that we get rehabilitation right so it can be transformed into an asset that is stable and safe for generations to come.
A chance for Rochester to try and topple ladder leaders Echuca on percentage this weekend in the Goulburn Valley League. The squad's up against Kyabram tomorrow night. Meantime, it's the mental health round in Gippsland footy. Traralgon could jump ahead of Sale on the ladder if they take down Moe and Warragul down the ladder leaders.